Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll go to the room. We'll find out where the room is at, college football, NFL, maybe MLB props for tonight. We'll see where the room is for this evening and this weekend. A lot going on there, but we have a few more NFL games that we have not covered yet in this show, so we bring in our executive producer, Paul Aspen, for this two-minute drill. Paul?
Hey, guys. Personally, I'm excited for the room this week. They never cease to impress or amaze. So we'll get
I already know they're on Bama.
College football, 0-5 last week.
They're
0-5.
0-5, that's right. And then 5-0 in the NFL somehow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, let's run through these last couple NFL games. We'll start with one of the best teams in football, Colts, laying 14 against the Titans. Anything on this one, Joe?
Monster number. Colts against Titans. Am I willing to back the Titans? No. They got no coach bump last week.
It's like a half.
Yeah. I can't get there. I can't. Did they say if Simmons is going to play or not? I mean, he's like their most impactful player, but I don't know that he's going to be out there. And guess what? Here's your Colts offensive line. Here's Quentin Nelson. Go see if you can win this matchup by yourself because you're the only player on defense. I want nothing to do with this game. If you, we were talking about some of the touchdown props, Bijan ones, how expensive those are. Go take a look at the Jonathan Taylor props now. Taylor against this dead-ass team. They played for like a quarter under their new head coach against the Patriots last week, and then they decided to give up. So I don't want anything to do with this game. I'm not even laying the 14. Are you doing anything, Sam?
No. I'm surprised you didn't consider Colts for a survivor a little bit more. No?
Oh, yeah, no. I'm using them in the spots that I have not used Indy, for sure. It's okay. A great survivor spot. You have the biggest favorite on the board by margin, and then they're going against the worst team in the NFL, and the Colts do not have an easy schedule the rest of the way. So this is a perfect spot to use them if you have them available.
So in offense terms, they are first in sacks allowed, first in yards per play, first in points per game, first in points per drive. This is a layup against the Titans. It should be.
Mm-hmm.
47 and a half.
I want to see this touchdown. Oh, yeah. The
minus 250.
Keep going.
North of three?
On Taylor?
No.
Oh, he's minus 400 to score.
Wow. Keep going.
Can we bet the no?
Don't do it.
Yeah. Wouldn't mind it. No, don't do it.
Minus 500?
It. I got to look it up because I see the best prices. Green Book, 425. Blue Book, also 425. They don't list BetMGM, so I'm assuming that means they're even higher.
Wow.
Let me take one quick peek at the prop shop to score a touchdown.
No, they don't show it.
They don't.
They list the top three prices. So that means it's even higher.
Damn.
For It's got to be 450, right?
Here's the crazy number, though, Paul. To score two touchdowns, he's plus 125.
That's so dumb. Yeah. He's minus 400 at BetMGM, by the way.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, minus 400. I don't know why they don't have that listed. $4. He's that good? He's good.
He's going to score. But he's going to score.
Why do you need him on the field, though? That's my thing. He should play half the game, probably.
All right, moving on. Jets plus 6.5 at the Bengals. Finally, someone seeing the Jets late with me. Tommy Lorenzo, total of 44.5. Sam, anything here?
It would be Jets or pass, but it's definitely a pass. I don't want to lose on this game. I could handle losses on some teams and some games, not on this one.
Yeah, I get it. I understand a lot of the people that I respect that are laying out the case for the Jets. Tommy, one of them. And Paul, you're there too?
Yeah.
On the Jets? Okay. I understand where they're coming from. Let's see what the offense can do. Like, you got to get to a certain point. What is the marker for Tyrod's offense to cover this number? You should be able to score. As bad as the Bengals defense is, I think with this number, people are going too far on Flacco. That was everything just lined up last week and the connection that he had with Chase. And now the market has caught up. Now you're not getting any sort of a bargain. They're not a big dog. They're a big favorite. They're almost laying a touchdown and they can't stop a nosebleed. So what are we doing here? It's 6.5. I understand it, but I will not be lining up with my American dollars, the ones that I have left on the New York Jets.
It's fair. All right. One more game before we get to the room, which you might also see in the room, surprisingly to me. Bucks laying 4 at Saints. Anything here?
As this number shrinks and shrinks and shrinks,
doing it again.
I'm thinking we might have to do Bucks. No, other side. Were you thinking I was going to say Saints?
Well, I cheated on the test because I have information, so I will not be on the
Bucks. Oh, I'm looking forward to that. Okay, I'm looking forward to that. We'll see what the injury report, the final injury report of the week is for the Bucks. It's going to be big. Like, this is just such a beat-up team. Evans makes his return last week, and now he's gone. Ibuka had a limited practice on Thursday. We'll see what happens. Godwin, he's not going to play. Bucky Irving, he's not going to play again. So it's like Baker alone. On Monday night, he had his struggles. That was his worst game of the year. So is he going to be able to bounce back, or are all the issues offensively, all the players that they're missing, finally catching up to him? But if this number keeps dropping, it's going to be hard for me to pass and say I'm not interested in the Bucks at minus 3.5, 4.
Yeah, no thanks, Paul. Sorry. I know we've moved these games to the room for a reason. I have no interest here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even on the total, like, nothing. I absolutely despise this game.
Yeah, I can't do it with the Saints again. Hit the bell. I don't care. Nope. All right. Gurch, it is time.
Where's the room?
It's so funny.
What is it?
You know what has to end up on one of those doors?
Huh?
That's
good.
Us?
Yeah. Us logo.
Look, just our bodies pop behind the doors.
Just hit
three doors. Like, oh, three of us on the air right now. Yeah,
oh, what
which door
image.
Am I? Which one has blood? Sam, that's Sam's door.
I'll be for sure. I'll be in the blood moon.
Nice.
Let's go.
All right. So some other people that'll be in the blood moon. Let's go to college football first. Most popular sides for the college football weekend at BetMGM. Sam, you nailed it. I forget when you first mentioned it, but you're all over it. Alabama. Laying 11.5 at South Carolina.
That's number one or number five?
Number five.
Okay. All right. Okay. Still makes me happy because the room is awful at college football. So I'm on South Carolina. Alabama has played Georgia, Vandy, Mizzou, and Tennessee in four straight weeks. All top 25 teams. Beat them all. Covered three. Pushed against Mizzou. Now you got to get up for South Carolina. I don't love the spot. And now, of course, the room is an Alabama fan after not being an Alabama fan for most of that winning streak. Remember, the room was on Georgia against Alabama. The room was on Vandy against Alabama. Now the room is on Alabama. The room is always late to the party, as we know.
Mm. I just realized that the room lost the top three props from last night's Thursday night game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Just unbelievable. Yes. Crazy. Yeah. Oh, man. Wentz over 11 and a half rushing yards.
Zero rushing yards? For zero.
Zero.
Awesome. Yeah, I saw that Wentz prop a couple places. All right, Texas A&M minus 2.5 at LSU. The room is going on the road this week, just as a heads up. So another road team, this road favorite, Aggies, minus 2.5 at LSU.
Good. Mm-hmm. I got LSU too, Joe.
Did was Tommy on LSU, or is that something?
Tommy's on Mizzou.
Chuck?
Kelly likes LSU.
Okay. I mean, how many night games in LSU and SEC plays LSU catching points at home?
I saw, like, the Bears on LSU, right?
Yes. Bear is too. Yeah. Yep.
All right.
All right. This is great. The room is on UCLA plus 24.5 at Indiana.
I love Indiana. Love them. give me Hoosiers all day.
Yeah.
Sorry, Gertz. I don't know what Gertz really wants. I feel like he enjoys them losing, but they don't lose. So he hasn't had much enjoyment of Indiana football this year. But, yeah, that's the play. Yeah, there's too much love on UCLA. And the run they've gone on, respected. Look at the teams they've beaten. Now you play a real team, Indiana.
All right. Number two most bet side at BetMGM for the college football weekend. They're going back to Ole Miss. Plus 5.5 at Oklahoma.
Yeah, I like Oklahoma here. Mateer should be as healthy as he's been post-injury. I hate the Ole Miss defense. It's a problem.
Yeah.
I love it. I love this. I was thinking that they might be a public dog. People love to bet on Lane Kiffin for some reason.
Yeah.
Whether they win or lose, they're going to go back to that well. And then you look at Mateer. He hasn't been anything special coming back from the injury. Okay, you could see that coming. And you look at this number, 5.5. It looks big to people when you have questions about the quarterback play. So I'm not surprised that we've got a couple of Honestly, if you're like, okay, there are going to be two public dogs in the room, which one will they be? I think these are two obvious guesses, Ole Miss and UCLA so far. Man, I'll be fading those for sure. All right, number one.
I have
overall,
a guess.
Paul.
I have a guess okay. who number one is. I don't know this, but I have a feeling because I can see it on Paul's face. It's Virginia, isn't it?
Ooh, close. Right letter.
Oh,
wrong team.
Oh, Vandy.
Vandy minus 2.5. Oh,
Vandy's dead. Vandy's dead for on. Sure. Dead.
Obvious. Dead. Knife. Oh. Wait. So no, don't bet on him for Heisman. I wouldn't.
No.
Okay.
I thought for sure it was going to be Virginia because everybody's on Virginia too.
No, I'm everybody. Happy to dodge that. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe they're just North Carolina's off the radar. Like people just don't care. It's so bad. They kind of forgot about it. All right. But you can bet Virginia if you want. I will. Yeah. I'll lay the 10.5.
Yeah.
I love this. All right. I love the two dogs. I love those two. That not number one, number two and number three stand out to me.
Vandy, sorry, Mizzou and LSU.
No.
Oh, you're going against the two dogs. Going against the two dogs. Yes, I gotcha. Yes. Indiana going and with, Oklahoma.
Correct.
I'm on a bunch of dogs this week in college. I've got, let's see, of the ones that you gave out, I'm on South Carolina, LSU, Missouri, and Toledo. I found myself on a bunch of dogs this week.
All right. Let's squeeze in the NFL room real quick. I guess the room was influenced by the Giants' collapse. Fifth most bet side at BetMGM for the NFL weekend is Eagles, -7.5.
All right. Popular team.
Number four, not so surprising. Primetime. Tomlin has a dog. Still like it. Steelers +3.
I don't like that. Yeah. Okay.
I understand why. This one's interesting. I guess Niners as a dog. Niners +1.5.
Oh, Sammy.
Don't love that. Nope.
Oh, a couple dogs. Top two slots. What do we have?
This one I don't understand because no interest in the game. Bucks -4.
I'm out on that. That was a question mark. Saints. No.
I did Saints last week and no. I'm good.
No. Rattlers 4 turnovers, pass.
Yeah. All right, you guys ready? Bears +6.5.
When you were that excited, I'm like, it's going Bears.
Yeah.
He fell off the chair.
Are you serious? Bears are the number one pick. Enjoy every second of that. I love the Ravens coming into the week. I like them today. Now I love them. Oh, come on. Stop. Enjoy that. Three dogs, Sam. Three dogs in the NFL, two dogs in college football in the room. I love this.
All they bet is favorites. All they bet is favorites, and now they're betting dogs.
Perfect. Beautiful. Lightning bets next. This is Bet Sweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life.
Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.